have found him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through his blood I now am saved.
Let's sing that the chorus again.
Hallelujah, I have found him who my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through his blood I now am saved.
Oh, thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We worship you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we're just so thrilled to be here together in your presence. We're thankful that you are here to meet with us, and we ask that you'll have your way, oh God, that your will reign among us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to welcome all who arrived today. And good to see you. And I've met some of you, got a chance to talk with some of you. Welcome. Let me just mention a few things. That tomorrow there is a table worship. That'll be about right after breakfast, immediately after breakfast. Please bring your Bibles. Okay? And also, if you have any car on the grounds, please remove them, because tomorrow the bus comes in around 2 o'clock. So that's important that your car is not there. As you see, we're having communion tonight, and we'll be praying also for the counselors, believe in the Lord for them, for the cottage and the village. But I want to say to us first this, that this is our night, church. Communion is our night. It's a night we celebrate. It's a night when, compared to all the celebrations that the world has, whatever that may be, this is the greatest. This is our night to worship, to remember, to give thanks, to be grateful. I thought of three things. You know, I love 1 Peter. And there are three things that when I read over 1 Peter, I want to bring to your attention before we sing our first hymn. You don't have to turn to it, because I'm just going to, I may refer to it later more detailed. But Peter tells us that we've been purchased not with silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. You do what you're told. That's good. You know, we ought to get excited about that. Peter's excited about this. We've been purchased by the precious blood. And I like to say I'm a purchased person. Doesn't that sound good? That I've been bought. I've been redeemed. And when I considered it, there were three things that a redeemed or a purchased person has. And then the first thing is this, that I'm valued. It was by the precious blood of Jesus Christ that he bought me. That's pretty good. I know my worth. As I mentioned, I think, a couple days, I'm defined by the love of God nothing else. That's pretty good. I think this generation needs to know that more and more, that they're defined by the grace and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The other thing is this, that because I've been rescued, my heart wants to rescue. I'm other-minded. I'm thinking of not only my brothers and sisters in the church, but those outside who have not yet been pulled in and rescued. That's all because of the love of Jesus Christ. But there's one third thing, and it's this. I'm destined. I'm not passing through necessarily. I have a purpose. And God has called us, all of us, to that because of His great and abundant mercy. That's just a few things to think about tonight. That's why after this hymn that we're going to sing, I want to invite us to worship the Lord. Can I call you out tonight and ask you, how many of you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Oh, it's good to see we have some saved people in the house. Purchased persons. That's good. Well, then help me to exalt and praise my Lord and worship Him. Let's stand and we're going to sing 465. 465. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, dear God.
To
God, we worship you. We exalt you, dear Jesus. Praise his mighty name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we worship you. Glory and honor. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. We give you all the praise and glory. For you have redeemed us, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we praise you, oh God. Glory and honor. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory.
Great things he has done. So
you, dear Jesus. Oh, let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King. Children of the heavenly King can speak their joys abroad. I like to say can shout their joys abroad. Hallelujah. Oh, we honor, we exalt you, we praise you. Lord, we worship you this evening. We want you to know that we're a grateful people, God.
Yes.
And Lord, we're so grateful that you loved us in such a way that you would provide for us this grace in which we stand. Oh God, not one of us here merit an audience in your presence. Not one of us. Oh God, not the most churched, not the most righteous in and of ourselves, none of us. It's all because of the blood of Jesus Christ, because of your grace and your love that we come, that we can lift our heads and know that we are valued. Oh God, that we've been purchased, not with silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Christ. We're here tonight to exalt you. We're here tonight to glorify you, O Great One. And we thank you with all our hearts. And Father, it's all because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's be seated and let's sing yet number 84, At the Cross. Thank you, Lord.
We worship you, dear Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God.
You know, I like that fourth verse. So true, but drops of grief can ne'er repay. I first thought it's wonderful when we consider the cross in such a way that, and the Holy Spirit makes the cross so real to us that we shed tears. Have you done that? When's the last time? The revelation of the cross brought tears to you, moved your emotions. You know, I grew up in church. I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 10 years old. And I remember crying at the altar. Two things were revealed to me at that altar on that day as a 10-year-old. The first revelation was sin. The Holy Spirit revealed sin. I felt the weight of sin. And I was a good boy. I wish my mom was here. She would tell you. She would say, Keith was a good boy. But I felt the weight of sin for the first time. And the second thing was this. I met my Savior. And I remember weeping because it was so real to me. And there have been times when the Holy Spirit has come and brought to me a fresh revelation of the cross of Christ, of what he suffered. But the writer of this hymn says, those tears aren't enough. That's pretty good. We can get stagnant when we grow up in church, right? We can get stale. We get used to this. Oh, this is the hymn 84 at the cross. Oh, okay. We sing it. We play our instruments. And we're not moved hardly sometimes. Is that true? Yeah, sometimes it's true. It is. Talks about it's not enough, the tears, to pay the debt that I owe. Here's a question for you. Here's an awkward question. How many of you have ever owed a debt? Owed a debt? Yeah. Yeah, it's not fun to owe a debt, is it? But we owe a debt to our Savior, right? You owe a debt. And the writer says, the debt of love that I owe. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us feel the debt tonight. I really can't stand just taking communion. I really can't stand it. I really can't stand just, well, this is what we do. Jesus. I just can't. I got to let the Holy Spirit let me feel the debt. I got to know the price. I got to have a revelation of that in my heart. Otherwise, this is just going through the motions, right? And we're not going to do that tonight. We're not going to do it. So he goes on, he says, Here, Lord, I give myself away. You know, when I was married some 33 years ago, I was married very young. 33 years, but when Di and I were married, we found out something. We gave ourselves to each other on that day. It was a special day. But we found out something that no matter how many years go by, it's a continual process of giving ourselves to each other. That's a real marriage, right? And I thought tonight, if we could sing this fourth verse again, I want to invite you to give yourself away again to him. And perhaps the Holy Spirit in his kindness would move through this place and give us a greater revelation of the debt that we truly do owe and which was paid for us. And then our hearts would be prepared and readied as a church to remember and take this communion. Are you with me?
Yes.
I know you are. You all look like really decent people. But decent people need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. And so let's sing it again. And you know what I do? It's just a suggestion. I raise my hand. I say, here. Lord, tonight, this Monday night, I'm giving myself away to you again. in a new and a fuller way. Lord, the best that I can give, you got to do the taking. And he will. So I invite you to join me. Let's sing that fourth verse.
But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love. Yes, Lord Jesus, here, Lord, I give my soul away. 'Tis all that I can give. Yes, Lord, at the cross where I first saw light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Thank you, Lord, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give ourselves to you, O God. Lord, we surrender all to you. All to you, Lord Jesus. We surrender our pride. We surrender, O God, our own thoughts, our opinions, O God, our arrogance. We surrender it all to you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. Yes, dear God. Oh, God. Thank you. Nothing less than full surrender. Nothing less than yielding all. Nothing less than fully saying, here am I at Jesus' call. Yielding body, soul, and spirit for the Master to possess. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let's just stop for a moment and listen to the Holy Spirit. Speak into our hearts, O God. Speak into our hearts, Calvary. O Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Doesn't it melt your heart? Such love. Let me thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Yes, dear Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, dear God. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, dear Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. We praise you, Lord.
Thank you, dear Jesus.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise you, dear Jesus. We worship you. Yes, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, dear God. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Thank you, dear Savior. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Yes, dear Jesus. Our counselors have a song for us. And I asked Brother George if he would first share a little bit of what's going to be happening down there in the village.